M40 recording length 14 minutes and 39 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 40 double star M40, WNC 4, Inersa Major Winnicke 4 meters 40.jpg, right ascension 12, 22.4, H colon M, declination plus 58, 05, Deg colon M, distance 0.51, Cli. Visual brightness 8.4, mag, apparent dimension 0.8, arc min, discovered by Charles Messier 1764, Messier 40, million 40, as one of the three curiosities, or unusual objects, in Messier's catalog. It is a double star, which was also cataloged later as Winnicke 4, WNC 4. Most probably, it is an optical double star, i.e. a chance alignment of two independent stars at different distances. This faint double star was found by Charles Messier when he was searching for a nebula which was, erroneously, reported by the 17th century observer Johann Hevelius in this vicinity. According to his catalog description, Messier did not see any nebula SETI associated with them. As Messier had measured the position of these stars, he gave them a number in his catalog. This fact gives some suggestion on how this catalog was compiled. Messier collected positions while he was cataloging the star clusters and nebula which could be taken for comets. M40 was apparently the last one he recorded when he was busy in checking the reports available to him in 1764 of previously recorded nebulae. In comparing Messier's description with the sky, John Malles noted the double star Winnicke 4 at the right position. Malles 1966. It had been reobserved by Friedrich August Theodor Winnicke at Pulkovo Observatory in 1863. The two components are of visual magnitudes 9.0 and 9.3, and their separation on the sky is about 49 seconds of arc. From Malles/Grimmer, F.A.T. Winnicke, in 1863, had reported a position angle of 88 degrees, which seems to have decreased to 80 degrees until 1966. And further to 77 deg in 1991. He published his Doppelstern-Masungen, double star measurements, including seven new double stars, Winnicke 1869, and refers to his fourth new double as Groombridge 1878. The image in this page was obtained by Everett Grimmer in 1966, the time when John Malles identified it. At the time of Winnicke's discovery, the angular separation of these stars has been determined as 49.2. It has gradually increased to about 51.7 in 1966, when the Kramer photograph was taken, and further to about 52.8 in 1991, as measured by the Hipparcos satellite. The Lick Observatory Index catalog lists the spectrum of the primary as G0, while SIMBED lists them as A equals HD238107. Spectrum G0 and B equals HD238108. Spectrum F8 Brian Squiff gives their spectra as K0III and G0V. Squiff 2001. Assuming the primary is a main sequence star, it should be roughly of solar luminosity, so that one can give an estimate of the order of magnitude of its distance. It should be of the order of 100 parsecs, or 300 light years. In March 1998, Mike Feltz communicated to me his evaluation of the data obtained by ESA's astrometrical satellite Hipparcos for the components of the binary M40 or Winnicke 4. According to his analysis, the brighter component was measured at a distance of 510 light-years, corresponding to a parallax of 6.4 milliarcseconds, and a distance module, m, of roughly 6.0. This is the difference between apparent and absolute magnitude. The fainter one had a nonsensical negative parallax, which frequently happens when two stars are close in Hipparcos data. At this distance, the brighter star is of absolute visual magnitude of 3.0, or about four times more luminous than our Sun. A fresh investigation of the nature of M40 was undertaken by Richard Nugent, 2002. His results support the hypothesis of an optical double star, i.e. different distances of the two stars. The observed relative proper motion, as measured in separation and position angle, is consistent with the straight, independent motion of the two stars, one crossing between us and the other. From the spectral types provided by Skiff, 2001, He estimates the absolute magnitudes as m underscore v equals plus 0.88 and plus 4.0 masses as 1.1 and 1.2 solar masses for the primary, A, and secondary component, B, and thus derives spectroscopic distances of 1900+/750 and 550+/230 light-years, respectively. The great uncertainties coming from observational inaccuracies, this indicates that perhaps the secondary component, B, may be much closer to us than the brighter primary, A. Additional investigations would be welcome to confirm or falsify these preliminary results. The double lies 16. No of the 5.7 mag star 70 UMA it forms a rectangular triangle with the faint barred spiral, type SBB, NGC 4290, 12.5 mag, 2.5 x1.9 arc minutes angular diameter, receding at 2885 km/s which corresponds to about 125 million light years distance, one of the faintest objects the present author has seen with a 4 inch. These objects are well visible in the Kramer image in this page. Malles and Kramer point out that, although Messier 40 is without doubt Winnecke 4, Hevelius had observed another star, 5th mag double 74 and 75 UMA, more than a degree away, Ra 12:30.0, Dec plus 58:24, 2000.0, 74 UMA, HR 4760, HD 108844. Is a visual mag 5.40, spectral type A5E, 75 UMA, HR 4762, HD 108861, of mag 6.08V and spectral type GAIIIV. They form a wide optical double star separated by over 20, and of different proper motion and radial velocity. Historically, various positions have been given from a number of measurements concerning them 40, asterisk Hevelius. 1660, Ra 1228, Dec plus 58:44, 1950.0, Ra 1230, Dec plus 58:27, 2000.0, asterisk Messier, 1764, Ra 1220, Dec plus 58:22, 1950.0, Ra 1222, Dec plus 58:05, 2000.0, asterisk Flammarion, 1919, Ra 1222, Dec plus 57:50, 1950.0, Ra 1224, Dec plus 57:33, 2000.0, asterisk Beckther, 1964, Ra 1233, Dec plus 58:30, 1950.0, Ra 1235, Dec plus 58:13, 2000.0. These positions, besides that of Messier and perhaps that of Hevelius, are errors or point to different objects. Some printed versions of the Messier catalog omit M40 as obscure object, despite its reality in the sky. Messier 40 observations and descriptions discovered on October 24, 1764 by Charles Messier. Messier, M40, October 24. 1764 40 12 h 11 meters o 2s 182 d 45 30 plus 59 d 23 50 two stars very close together and very small placed at the root of the tail of the Great Bear. One has difficulty to distinguish them with an ordinary telescope of 6 feet Florida while searching for the nebula above the back of Ursa Major reported in the book Figures de Astres, and which is supposed to be for 1660 at 183 d 32, 41, right ascension, and 60 d 20, 33, northern declination, which Messier couldn't see. He has observed these two stars. Actually, it seems that Hevelius has observed another nearby binary, 74 75 Ursae Majoris, of mag 5, Membacke for 1771, p 450. First Messier catalog, the same night on October 24, 25, 1764, I searched for the nebula above the tail of the Great Bear Ursa Major, which is indicated in the book Figure of the Stars, second edition. It should have, in 1660, the right ascension 183 d 32, 41, and the northern declination 60 d 20, 33, I have found, by means of this position, two stars very near to each other and of equal brightness, about the ninth magnitude, placed at the beginning of the tail of Ursa Major. One has difficulty to distinguish them with an ordinary, non-achromatic, refractor of 6 feet Florida. Here are their position, right ascension, 182°45, 30, man 59°23, 50, northern declination. There is reason to presume that Hevelius mistook these two stars for a nebula. P458, 1764. October.24, Ra, 182.45.30, Dec, 59.23.50. B2 stars very close to each other, placed at the root of the tail of Ursa Major, Hevelius, number 1496, Supratergum Nebulosa, above the back of Ursa Major. There is a nebulosa nebulous star. Actually, this is not M40 but 74, 75 Ursae Major, Durham, number 14, from Hevelius, nebulosa, nebulous star, above the back of Ursa Major. Actually, not M40 but 74, 75 Ursae Major, Bode, Bode 23, two closely neighbored nebulous stars, taken from Messier, Bode 24, a nebulous star, taken from Hevelius. Actually not M40 but 74, 75 Ursae Major, Bode, 1782, Duma 74 and Duma 106, from, Vorstellung der Gesternaufexxiv-Kupferfeld, Introduction to the Stars on 34 Copper Plates, 1782, here P7, Plate 6, Duma 74, after Hevelius, Ra, 184:56:12:19.7, Dec. Plus 59:38, a nebulous star, Duma 106, after Messier, Ra, 182:57:12:11.8, Dec. Plus 59:19, double star, William Herschel, Unpublished Observations of Messier's Nebulae and Clusters, Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 654, 1799, August 5th. Not visible in the finder. Dreyer's remark, after quoting Messier's description, only once looked for by Herschel. Messier only inserted it because he had found it when looking for a nebula alleged to be in that neighborhood. Smythe, from the description of Delta Ursae Majoris, his no CCCCXXXVI, 436, this being also the reported site of Hevel's nebula of 1660, and Messier's number 40. Of 1764, I searched for them by fishing, but found only a couple of small stars lying in P and SF, with gleams of others. Winnicke, Winnicke 4, WNC 4, in Astronomische Nachrichten number 1738, volume 73, p. 147, 160, 1869, number 4, Nova. Groombridge 1878, 9 and 9.3 meters, 320, Puck, identified as Messier 40 by John Malles, 1966, Malles, 1966, identification of M40 from a letter by John H. Malles to the editor of Sky and Telescope, August 1966, p. 83, Owen Gingerich stated in, 1960 that this object is a pair of faint stars. Which pair? Messier's. Position 182°45, 30, plus 59°23, 50, 1765, precessed from 1765 to 1950, as 12H20M.0, plus 58D22, which agrees almost exactly with the double star Winnicke 4, magnitudes 9.0 and 9.3, separation 49 seconds of arc. This is an easy pair in my 4. Inch refractor at 25x. It was discovered by A. Winnicke in 1863 at Pulteau Observatory. Clearly, M40 is identical with Winnicke 4, but the Hevelius object is the fifth magnitude star 74 Ursae Majoris, more than 1 degree away, as reference to his star catalog will show. Content car as if said, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.